First of all, my friends, I want to wish a very blessed Christmas to you and all your loved ones. And I thank you for coming to Sacred Heart of Jesus Church to worship the newborn King. As many of you know, in recent days, a very rare phenomenon has appeared in the night sky. A Christmas star has made its appearance in the western sky each night from about 5 to 7 p.m. On Monday evening, which was also the beginning of the winter solstice, the planets Jupiter and Saturn crossed paths more closely than they have in almost 800 years, producing a light in the sky that resembled the fabled star of Bethlehem, the star that once guided wise men from the east to the manger where Jesus was born. And while this year's Christmas star is a natural event, it can also be taken as a sign from God that despite the darkness that sometimes seems to surround and even envelop us, Christ our light is near. Now, I don't need to tell you that the year 2020 has been an extraordinary and a very challenging year. And as we celebrate Christmas 2020, I'd like to reflect with you for a few moments on a thought that's been turning around in my mind and heart for the past 2 weeks. You see, 2 weeks ago, on the third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday known in our church's tradition as Gaudete Sunday, the day when the church rejoices that the birth of her Savior draws near, I listened to a homily that was preached by Father Ed Meeks. Father Meeks entitled his message for that Sunday, "Happiness Happens, But Joy Does Not." And he explained what he meant in this way. Briefly, he pointed out that while happiness and joy are terms that we often use interchangeably to mean the same thing, in fact, happiness and joy are not the same thing at all. The word happiness, he explained, comes from the same root as the verb to happen. And being happy, or for that matter, being unhappy, depends to a great extent on what is happening in our lives at any given moment, or what is happening in the world around us. Happiness, therefore, is a much more momentary and passing thing than Christian joy. For example, if you got into a wreck on your way to church today, you probably aren't too happy about that. Or if you or a loved one was recently diagnosed with a serious illness, if you just lost your job or had a bitter argument with your spouse, you're not too happy about that either. But it doesn't mean that at a deeper level, your heart and your soul is not filled with joy. From a Christian perspective, you see, joy is a state of being, a virtue that we both cultivate and receive. Joy is a gift of God, and it is a sure sign of the Spirit's abiding presence in our hearts. Joy comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, following Him, and striving with all our hearts to obey our Heavenly Father's commands. For that reason, a person can experience joy in a prison cell or in an ICU ward if Jesus is dwelling within your soul. To illustrate what I'm talking about, I'd like to recall with you tonight some of the events in the life of the Virgin Mary, events that led up to and then followed the birth of her son. 9 months before Jesus was born, an angel appeared to Mary to announce to her the good news that she had been chosen by God to bring his son into the world. The words spoken by the angel brought joy to Mary's heart. But it also occurred to her that challenges and adversity lay ahead. It meant that Mary would become pregnant in a way that, humanly speaking, she simply could not explain. What would her parents say? What would her betrothed husband Joseph think? And yet, despite those very real worries and concerns, Mary put her trust in God's word. And what joy she must have experienced when Joseph, after first deciding to divorce her quietly, told her that an angel had appeared to him in a dream and instructed him to take her as his wife into his home. Later, of course, she would learn that being married to Joseph meant another very real difficulty lay ahead. Namely, that she would have to travel with him to his ancestral town of Bethlehem, which at that time was a very hard, even dangerous thing to do. It meant that in the final days of her pregnancy, Mary would have to leave her mother and the comfort and security of her home. To make matters worse, when she and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, there was no room for them in the inn where travelers lodged, and so they were forced to find shelter in a manger, in a place where the animals were fed. And yet what joy Mary must have experienced when her son Jesus was born, when angels sang at his birth and shepherds came to worship him, and finally when wise men from the east appeared at the manger to acknowledge the newborn king. Days later, Mary and Joseph would take the child Jesus to the temple to dedicate him to the Lord. And once again, Mary's heart was filled with joy as the priest Simeon held the child in his arms and prophesied that he was the long-awaited Messiah of God. But then the shadow of the cross appeared, as Simeon also prophesied that the child was to be a sign of contradiction in the world and that many in Israel would oppose him. In the same breath, Simeon also prophesied that the heart of Mary would one day be pierced by a sword of sorrow. Yes, the shadow of the cross fell across Mary as Simeon uttered those words. And they proved to be prophetic indeed when Joseph had another dream, this one warning him that Herod the king wanted to slay the child. And so, leaving the humble manger in Bethlehem, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph fled for their very lives to live as refugees in a foreign land. Now, I realize that all these events surrounding the birth of Jesus are well known to you. And yet, I recount them to remind you that joy and sorrow can and often do coexist, just as they did in the life of Jesus and his mother, just as they do in our lives too. Now, for a moment, my friends, I invite you to think of all that has happened in your life this year. Has the pandemic separated you from loved ones for a prolonged period of time? Or changed your Christmas traditions and plans? Have you or your loved ones experienced worry or sickness this year? Did the recent election upset your hopes or cause you to worry about what is yet to come? Throughout this year, I've been with many people who have lost loved ones, not only from the coronavirus, but for reasons and causes of every kind. But that does not mean that they have been bereft of joy. No, many things have happened in our lives this year that have brought us both sorrow and joy. My friends, my prayer for you and for your loved ones is that this feast of our Savior's birth will bring the deep and abiding joy of Jesus Christ to your heart. Jesus, who came into our world to be its light. For if you have Jesus in your heart, you have all that you truly need to be full of joy this year.